Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Beis, and we are starting about the third line with the words Ma'u Shiyu Chayavin. And the Vilna Shor Daf is about halfway through Aleph Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Marsh Merm Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we learned in the Mishnah that only the five minim of grain have the Isser of Chadash. And we conclude with this din yesterday that Rav Hila said B'shem Rishim Elakish that rice is nigrar after chitim. If a person makes a dough out of wheat and rice, so the rice kind of gets dragged after the wheat and has the same din, and therefore would be chayav and chala. So we continue focusing on rice for a bit. Ma'u Shiyu Chayav. What about being chayiv on toasted rice because of chadash? In other words, maybe the Isser of chadash applies to the five main grains because just like matzah, they make proper lechem, they're bali de chimutz, and other minim don't produce a proper lechem. But what about kali, toasted grains of rice? When the pasuk talks about chadash, it mentions the word kali, and since rice toasts well, maybe there should be an Isser of chadash by rice. So Rav Zeir, said, Ksev, the pasuk tells us, v'lechem v'kali v'charmel loy seichlu. One is not allowed to eat chadash of lechem, kali, or carmel. And what do we learn from here? Es chayiv on lechem shalom mishum chadash. If there's an Isser of Chadash in regards to this grain being made into bread, then there's an Isser of Chadash in regards to it being toasted. Whereas, if one is not Chayav Chadash because of its Lechem, its bread, so one's not Chayav for its Kali either. And since a person makes rice bread, that's not considered real bread, and there's no Isser of Chadash there, so there's no Isser of Kali by rice either. We continue discussing this combination of wheat and rice. Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba Kumi Rab Ze'era. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggested the following from Rab Ze'era. Let's say, Irav Arbas. Ravine bifne atzman mechimtzan. That's a proper girsa. It's not a baras kabin, baras ravine. So this fellow took four ravine, four quarters of a kav of flour, and mixed them together, made a dough out of it, and it became chametz, which means it rose. Varbas ravine bifne atzman, another four quarters of a kav of rice, and he made that into its own dough. So now he has two doughs in front of him, four quarters of a kav of wheat, and four quarters of a kav of rice flour. Now it's important to note, in order for a dough to be chayav and chala, it has to have five quarters of a kav of flour, namely one whole kav and a quarter of flour, which is chayav and chala. So where we have two doughs, one of wheat, one of rice, and the wheat dough only has four quarters of a kav, not five quarters of a kav. But then what did the fellow do? The irvan. He mixed these two doughs together. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hare b'shas chiyuvan ein ru'uyin lavo de matzav chameit. That's the proper gear, so we have to add in those two words, that since at the time of their chiyuv, when it rose and became a dough, it wasn't fitting to become matz and chameit. This is the term we had yesterday, which basically means it can't become a proper lechem, and therefore it's not chayav and chala. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah is telling us, the only time we could say that wheat and rice mixed together will create a chiyuv challah is if when it's rising, when it's becoming a proper dough, we already have this mixture. But over here, we have the two separate doughs, one of wheat, one of rice, and already reached its completion, ready to bake, and then they were mixed together. Well, that's not considered roi lovely day matzav chametz, and therefore it wouldn't be chayav in challah. Now, the proper gear says to add in the following, Amar Le Reb Ze'era told him, Hare minoy kari lechem. Its min is called lechem. Since we know that a bread made out of wheat and rice is called lechem, it's called a proper bread, so now, even though these doughs were mixed together, after they're already completed, it's still considered lechem, and therefore it would be chayav and chala. So here we have this machlekes, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Ze'era. Now the Gemara tells us, Asiyat Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yoina's shita from yesterday goes like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yoina had said that the five grains that are chayav and chala are learned from Pesach, that only something gets bain lidei chametz v'matzah, one could be yetzer the chiv of matzah with, and those are the types of doughs that are chayav and chala. And that's just like Rabbi Yirmiyah, as we're going to see in a moment. Based on top with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ze'era, Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbi Ze'era. Rabbi Yossi had told us on the previous daf that we learn the five different minim that are chayav and chala from the extra word Harisei Seichem in the Pasuk, and so he's like Reb Ze'era. How do we see these two things? Asa Reb Yonah, Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Yonah's like Reb Yirmiyah, Kamad Reb Yirmiyah Amar, like Reb Yirmiyah just told us, Ajay Kari Lechem, it has to be called Lechem, which means that it has to be able to rise properly, Kach Reb Yonah Amar, Ajay Kari Lechem. So Reb Yonah holds the same thing. It has to be able to rise properly, meaning it has to be Roy Lovely De Chametz, and only then it would be Chayav and Chala. And Reb Yonah, Reb Ze'era, Reb Yonah is just like Reb Ze'era. Kamad Reb Ze'era Amar, like Reb Ze'era just told us, and his response for Reb Yirmiyah, Minoy Kari Lechem, that as long as it's called Lechem, even though when it rose and became completed as a dough, we didn't have this mixture yet. Kain Rabbi Yossi Amar. So Rabbi Yossi says, Mina kari lechem, as long as its min is called lechem, it's chayav and chala. And one more member about this, Asr Rabbi Yossi, Krib Hila. Rabbi Yossi is just like Rabbi Hila, Afal Gavdu Palagaloi, even though he argues on him. As we had explained before, at the top of the previous Amud, Rabbi Hila told us that rice is nigrar after wheat, and so it has to be that he and Rabbi Yossi hold the same svara, even though Rabbi Yossi argues that barley as well is included in this. The reason behind it is because it's called lechem, not because it's bali de chimots. And now the Gemara continues with a totally different way. How we know that it's the five grains that are chayav and chala. Rosh Bar Nachman shama kulan min ahan karya. Rosh Bar Nachman learns all of them from the following pasuk. The pasuk in Yishai tells us v'sam chita saira. Literally translated, this means he places wheat by measure. Usa'ira nisman and barley where designated. V'kusames gvulasai and spelt at its border. But the following is the drasha v'sam chita elu achitim. That's referring to wheat. Saira zushi baylas shual. Saira is actually referring to shibalas shual, which are oats. V'lamanikar shma saira. So why is it called saira? Shehi asuya kishur shura, it's planted like a row. Saira and shaira or shura are very similar words, and that's referring to oats. Se'ira in the pasuk elu ha'se'irim, that's referring to barley. Nisman zeh ha'shifin, that's referring to rye. And v'kusamis in the pasuk zeh ha'kusmin, that's referring to spelt. And lastly, the pasuk ends off with the word gvulasai, and a later pasuk uses the word lechem. And what do we learn from here? Ad kan gvulai shalechem, up until here is the gvul, the border of lechem, of bread, meaning these five minim that we mentioned, they're all considered lechem. Therefore, if one makes a dough out of them, it's chayv and challah. But something else, which is not considered lechem, is not chayv and challah. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second, we'll made them in Kabbalah. Could we learn from Kabbalah? Different Nevi'im are called Kabbalah. As the question is, how could we learn a chiv of challah, which is Dairaisa, from Kabbalah, from different Nevi'im? So Amar Rav Siman answers, min madich siv, from the fact that the next pasuk says, the Yisrael HaMishpat, literally translated as, he shall rebuke him with judgment, Eloi Kav Yairenu, his God will teach him. We learn from here, Kimishu Dvar Torah, it's as if it's a Dairaisa. In other words, since this next pasuk tells us, Eloi Kav Yairenu, it's as if Hashem himself is saying that these five minim are chayv and challah. Now, once we mention something from Rav Siman on this pasuk, we have another drasha from Rav Siman on this pasuk. Amar Rav Siman says, Ilei Nishayu de Amran, these women that say, Loi Nail Beneinu Lekanishta, we're not going to bring our sons to the shul, we're not going to bring them to the Malamdim over there that are going to teach them Torah. It's like being miyasa them, giving them such a hard time. Imchamile Melef, Melefu, if it's good for him to learn, meaning if it's fitting for him and he wants to learn, he'll eventually learn anyway, so I don't have to schlep him and be miyasa him and trouble him and force him to go to shul to learn. He'll learn on his own. Loi Avdin Tavas, what they're doing is not good. Ella, rather, the pasuk tells us, V'Yisrael Mishpat Eli Kav Yarenu. If one brings their child and is ki'ilu miyasa them, causes them hardship by bringing them to Cheder and the Malamed, so then Hashem will teach him, meaning he's going to have siyat nishmai in his learning. And you can't just let a kid do whatever he wants and expect, you know what, if he wants to learn, he'll figure it out himself. No, you got to bring him to Cheder and make sure he sits and learns, and then Hashem is going to help him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about the Chiyuv Challah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.